Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
And you're on the Raven's Nest with D. Darcy might not be making it tonight. Who knows? But right now, I'm still dealing with getting my browser up. I swear, sometimes some of these things don't make any sense here. Anyways, get the board up here. Get in the chat room and whatnot. Sometimes you gotta restart and whatnot. And yeah, I definitely needed to restart. I think I haven't turned off and started my computer in days. So this one definitely taking its sweet time. Wow, even AOL is trying to do its business. Now you really gotta pick. Oh, this current stuff has crashed. There we go. Speakers that are. Wow, just a list of crashed stuff. Yeah, there we go. Something going. Let's get into Blog Talk first. Live turn simultaneously. Any day now. Gotta hate some of these things. I need to get another external hard drive. I need to get my other two back up into going. One of those power outages and makes you know nothing works. Yeah, it's got a little silence. All right. Showing connection to the internet. So lights are flashing on both sides. I really hate to have to restart this thing over again, just because without the board up. I'm not getting a response here. It's not kosher. Sure, this is going. I can't even play you guys any sample music here on the or answer the phone yet till the I have to go on to the computer. The other computer should be up. Irritating. Identify computer. Yeah, it's even saying that it wants to restart itself. Well, this one's been sitting even longer, but I haven't been using it, so it's sitting here. Let's get the browser open. I've got all the making of this. Now everything's flashing. Just give it a quick shutdown, shut and start it back on. Really annoying. Sorry, people, I'm having extended technical difficulties. Here. Watch the lights go. There, we got a green light going, green light flashing. Come on, router, kick in. Just light up that little key. Network light is on. Computer plugged in on the light. I'm going to blame some of this on Skype. All the trouble trying to do anything with Skype. Okay, there we go. Green light on the light, but we've got flash. Check on my... Yeah, that's all good. All the lights seem to be flashing the right way. Some connection here. The bad thing about trying to troubleshoot some of these things here. See, everybody else wants, when they always go and ask you, hey, something's wrong with my computer, can you help me? And unless you can walk them through as you can walk them through it, like, right off the bat. There we go. That one's going on. Browsers being empty. Access. Let's try that again. Like, you're not even trying to do anything. As far as I know, that looks normal. Go retro and open another browser that's a different browser. I've got like 4 browsers on the computer. Google, Chrome, Google, Torch. The original Explorer that I never use. Oh, that looks similar. That one's at least showing Torch in the search. There we go. I kind of love this. Now this is... Let's try going into a hole completely. You slip something else. So far, it looks like it's lined. Doesn't work this. There. And if I don't talk to myself, then you guys have just nothing but silence for the moment. I'll sign up. I already signed up. Something must be wrong with... I could see this happening to, yeah. AVG blocking this. Too much crap open. Still, story of my life. Far behind, really. Protection will decide it's going to protect you from yourself. Something else gets in the way. I see. It's fun not even seeing the damn. It's supposed to allow. And let's go to the. This is the best. Yeah. And it's, I guess it's only really. So everybody please be patient here. We're having technical difficulty getting there it is, torch. Oh, okay, it says there, it's already there. So really, what is causing it to not function? Question. Really don't want to have to go through the trouble of actually restarting again. Anything Google Torch is not functional. Not functional today. Let's see here. Two computers and well, my browsers aren't working. Plus, if I have to do this, I have to get into the passwords and whatnot. Got a little technical difficulty. To be to this, got to get to that. We've got people waiting to go down on the line. Other people. That's a good decision. Here's different things are going on all over the place. Beyond my computer's giving me crap. What do you like? I hope that doesn't screw up my thing. Let's try it again. Maybe it'll come back on. Alright. Oh, wait a minute. How do you like that? Something's going on with my other browser now. It looks like it's functioning. They made some changes. Let's try this again, man. I guess they updated the browser, but it looks like it's functioning. Kill it on this one. Use all the trouble with the acclimating to a whole new browser. There we go. And we're going to be in business. Yay. For whatever reason, it didn't want to open the first time. Now I'm logging into both live paranormal and on the site. So people, please be patient once again. Simultaneously, we've got two windows open. One is going to live paranormal. The other one's going into the studio right now as we speak. So hopefully the people that are supposed to be calling in today are already waiting in queue. Not, I will, yeah, there we go. I see Destiny there. Hello. Finally got into this thing. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
There you are. Yeah, I was having some technical difficulty here.
Yeah, at least it got figured out.
Well, yeah, for whatever reason, the browser was connecting, and I went to go to the other one, and for whatever reason, I don't have the passwords I need in there. I went back to, I turned it off and went back into the other one without actually having to do the other thing. So, anyhow. It seems that people are in here in their audio in the chat room. Mike and Carla. It just cannot be
I don't hear that on my computer. I hear it in the background now.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn it off now. Yeah, usually people don't do the voice chat while the show is on. But then again, who knows? Maybe they're already figuring out what was going on. give him a dirty look in the chat room. Anyhow. Let's see what this button does.
LP Web Design. 100% custom website, entry pages, Twitter backgrounds, banners, and more. For more information, please visit liveparanormal.com, the official web designer of the stars.
That's what that did.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of liveparanormal.com.
That's a bad disclaimer. But, yeah,
I kind of have to at some point.
Got to get a few things up in here. Let's play a little music meanwhile. While I get the other pages up and see if we can't get Mix on here.
You are listening to the Corn Polio Mega Mix by Masterman.
Hey, buddy, check it out. Here I come. What do we do now? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am Corn Polio. I need TV for my bunghole. I want all your property.
Do it, Brother Beavis.
Are you threatening me? You do not want to face the wrath of my bunghole.
Oh, check it out, Brother.
My bunghole will speak now!
bunghole. The Cornholio Megamix by Masterman.
And there you go. So how was your day?
Mine was good.
As I was being told,
am I still connected to you guys?
What did you say?
Hello? I was seeing if I was still connected.
Yes, you are. So I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I've never heard Beavis and Butthead mixed with techno before. That was interesting.
Well, that's just one. The other one is...
You are listening to the Cornholio Megamix by Masterman.
Hey, buddy, check it out. Here I come.
This used to be almost the same one, actually.
What do we do now? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am Cornholio. I need TV for my bunghole. I want all your carpetino.
Do it, Brother Beavis.
Are you threatening me? You do not want to face the wrath of my bunghole.
Oh, check it out, buddy.
Yes.
Oh, no. Come on, buddy. I'm going to stick around for this.
Michael, and you'll never die, but you must feed.
Situations where you have a lot of people playing, and when I say playing, they're busy playing, they're, not being legitimate, there's so much focus on what they think they're supposed to be doing as vampires, not necessarily, being vampiric and whatnot. Vampires are basically regular people, so what are you going to be doing, What can you say? You know, it's
yeah,
these other people are sitting there thinking, oh, no, we have to hate the Lycans. Werewolves are scum. And all that other stuff.
Of course. Now I see. I'll survive if it takes 100 years. If it takes 1,000, I will live to see the future.
And,
The main one I hear against is usually just they don't think that they're, a lot of the people I talk to don't think they're controlled, that they're liars or something, just wolves in general. It's
well,
the most discriminatory comment I've heard.
I think there's a degree where it some of the people are, you know, not being honest with themselves or others. And the other half there's some people out there who, you know, whatever reason, have gone the way of the dodo. Oh, gosh, he's got this wave in a wave format. Yeah, something happened or something. There was supposedly some kind of attempt on his on Mix's life recently. So much drama coming out of that area. It's not even funny. He's saying there's supposed to be, they're adding rules I don't think Nancy that one understood what I was talking about. First off, you know, usually for anybody who doesn't know what a haven's supposed to be, it's supposed to be basically a neutral place where any vampire factions are supposed to be able to meet and socialize and draw up whatever kind of concessions need to be made to function with each other, or just to meet other people. Well, sanctuary is a little different, actually. Sanctuary is not neutral, not necessarily neutral territory. It's usually run or owned by an individual house or an individual vampire that runs that. Whereas a haven can be run by normal people. Can be run just by anybody friendly. Could be run by swans in certain cases. It's run by vampires, run by whatever. And it's just, granted, though, most of these times the doors are open to everybody, it seems, because everybody is where the money comes from. If you're interested in making money, then you got to open your doors to, lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not gonna make the same amount of money, that way. Whether you may have a bunch of people who, let's for better say, probably don't really belong, who might be just, bullshitting. And this is part of the thing about where a lot of the other issue does come from in most cases is people are, very aware of, the people that are, essentially, bullshitting. And this does, detract from those people who aren't. But at the same time, I was explaining it to Mix and said, you have a bunch of people who are playing. This is another reason why we don't really care for, the vampire role-playing people, is they seem to thrive on conflict. There's always some kind of drama going on. It's never just one thing. It's the vampire hunters are after me. I've got an issue with this other vampire or person. We got to hate the Lycans thing again. First off, people, let me make this very clear when I say this. There's no such thing as a Lycan. the word lycanthrope is not lichen. Well, lycanthrope is broken down into two words. That's what makes the one word. You have lycan, which being wolf, and then, you know, lycanthrope, or thrope being man. You know, when you're a misanthrope, you don't like people, that kind of thing. Without the thrope or thropy, you don't have that wear thing. You know, it just doesn't, it's not gonna be there exactly. The stuff that is supposed to be making that person all that special. Oh, God. Rose DeLean Court, you've got 5 friggin' accounts. You don't need to be in all these things. It's I keep noticing that this person has 500 accounts. They're, you know, I don't know if they're playing a being girl, if they're legitimately a transsexual or whatever, but they always do, they have the same kind of MO. They got to come through there. They got to put a really pretty girl picture usually of, you know, whatever. And then they can't get away from saying, oh, I worked for the Talamasca. The Talamasca is a
fictitious
by Anne Rice for her vampire stuff.
So it's like a groupie thing for her books?
It's just like a role player person pretending something is even existing. And then they have, like, whatever reason, I guess they get all these fake pictures and whatnot, and then they have to get a whole bunch of hot chick pics too, because they can't just do it, you know, at all. They have to have that. And then they join all the same groups. Like, why do you have so many freaking... I can understand 3 accounts. That's the best I can understand. Your night side, your day side, and a spy. Those are the only... That's the amount that I can understand. But if you look up... If any of you people out there go and search in the search bar and look up Rose Bay or Gleancourt, which is Lestat's last name, this stuff's worse than this guy Vidal Astaroth using the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter picture for himself. You know, that's work. You know, what she's doing is way worse than. And then they have to go and try to join all the vampires. And I even, after you tell them no, I'm like, you have too many freaking accounts. I'm not going to have you here. You know, and though they go and they wait a while. You know, and then you find the same thing. It looks like a guy to me. You know, but like I said, you can't tell with transgender people. There's some transgender people that I know are supposed to be, you know, the other way. Well, that one's bullshit. You know, the people that pretend to be famous people too. Like, there was this one guy who always ran around using this particular singer's, you know, outfit. Of course, there's another person here. This person has 3 accounts too, and all of the pictures look different, and they're dating 3 different people. But they're not. But okay. Most of them aren't real pictures either, which is just—it's just ridiculous. Wow.
It looks like that one dude keeps getting kicked off. Keeps coming in with a fake picture off of like movies and stuff. Trolling and
they take them out. You know, the thing about it, people, is you don't realize there's so many people who they don't know whether you're real. If you want to go to real groups, you know, put real pictures. Put a real picture. Just all you need is one real picture of yourself. If you use somebody else's picture, eventually somebody is going to find out that picture's not real.
Well, I don't know why people want to reverse other people anyway.
Or you get these people that have 1,000 vampire pictures. It's 1,000 vampire pictures and not one single one of them.
Yeah. That's always funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I pretty much use my own pictures in any account that I make on any website because I don't mind being myself. But, like, I'll put a few of artwork that I like sometimes, but I don't have thousands of anything anywhere. So my own personal storage, but that's a whole separate thing. I think I have less than 100.
Most of the pictures I have on my thing have something to do with me. I don't like it when people tag me in pictures that I'm not in. Because for whatever reason, some people do something, they do it lazy or something. I don't know what the deal is. They got to tag you in it. They can't just, like, share it with you. Oh, wait a minute, because if you share it with somebody, you have to enter in whatever. They could share it on their page.
It still shows up on your wall, though. Plus, if you share it, then you have to go into each individual instead of tagging where you can put as many as you want. So I guess it is a time saver to tag rather than share.
Yeah.
But you can untag yourself also. I've done that on a couple of times.
My picture just doesn't show up in the chat room. Everybody that's listening, if you're not listening in the chat room or whatever, you can interact with us live at liveparanormal.com in the chat room. If you want to call in, you can give us a call at 619-639-4606. Technically right now, we're waiting for somebody to call that's supposed to call in, that we're supposed to be talking about something going on in Austin, but I'm not finding what I'm looking for here. You know, when I was told there was supposed to be, somebody was putting supposedly putting some stuff up on their page here. And I'm not spotting anything about it.
If you're talking about the other, what is it, the studio thing, then it's on the page, on the Facebook page.
I'm on the Vampire Court of Austin's Facebook page. And I'm looking for, supposedly somebody posted some new rules that they were supposed to be implementing out there, but from what I was being told was that these rules were possibly overboard.
I'm not in there. I'm not in that group.
I'm not in the group. I'm looking at the Facebook page itself. It's the ruling body of the Vampire Court of Austin. Which is funny because we were pretty much said, yeah, the Court of Austin, 2 years. The people running it, you know, look funny from any time before 2 years. But
okay.
I say that because, you know, he looked like Edward Cullen in one of the pictures. But there's supposed to be some kind of an island. I don't think that's it. You know, hey, two of our court members were recently in a bag car crash. I've heard of that. They're trying to raise money for
like
that.
An XC and an A on it. And a V. And a symbol thing. Or it's like a V over an A with a C.
I had one recent. There we are. Had one recent person accidentally added to my list. Because people add. Oh, there we are, Baron.
Hello.
Hey, Baron. We got a whole lot of calls on here.
Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah.
Oh. That was quick. How are you guys doing?
Whole bunch of people on.
Why you drink so much beer? Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't drink beer. I drink more liquor. because I'm a nigga. Motherfucking nigga, man. I ain't all that all African American shit. Fuck that. I'm a nigga. I ain't nigga.
Okay.
Who the hell was that? That was really offensive.
I don't know.
Yeah,
hello?
Hello. We got a whole bunch of people on there.
I'm all my niggas. You looking for some rain? Let me call my niggas. Selling for the honey. Call my niggas. Smoke some niggas. Drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with it like they don't think. That's a nigga back up. They in a bucket left up. I got that egg. If you niggas want to act up.
All right. Pretty much I put everybody on hold right now as I start figuring out who's who. Okay. You, don't turn your thing on, dude. Or I'll be calling you later after the show.
What happened?
You were making noise coming out to your radio there or something. Okay, let me get to Destiny, you're back on.
Okay.
All right. So what's you, Mr. 970, what's your name?
My name's Ray.
Ray, you got a question or you had something you wanted to say besides play music for us?
I didn't think it was that loud. It was my bad. I was playing it kind of across the room.
I come here to bring your people teepee.
What? What was that?
I come here to bring your people teepee.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to get to talk, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was you're still talking. Go ahead. Go ahead and say your talk. Your own.
All right,
so
can I tell
Ray.
You guys a scary story?
What kind of story are you talking about? You know this is a Raven's Nest Vampire Radio, right?
Yeah, it's kind of vampire-related.
Okay.
The ravioli vampire?
Well, that's something I have not heard of.
You haven't heard of the ravioli vampire?
I can't say I have.
Well, I'm actually sort of related to him. I mean, that's my last name's Violi. I kind of was, you know, named after my father, Ray Violi, and it's a long line of names. But I guess this is one of my relatives that kind of just disappeared off the map, and I saw him one day near my house, and he had spaghetti falling out of his pockets. He asked me for the formioli, and then he threatened to shove a can of raviolis up my ass.
Until I see it, I won't die!
That you've already been violated by a can of ravioli and you're not serious? Bye. All right, next up.
Hey, can you hear
me? Hi. I hear you.
All right, I got a question about vampires.
Okay. What's your name?
All right, so my name is Justin.
Justin, okay.
All right, so vampires, right? Why are they so black? And aren't you racist, team? Because OP's a faggot.
What?
OP's a fag, man.
What are you talking about?
Just telling you, dude. OP's a bitch.
Who are you talking about?
OP, man. OP.
Who's OP?
He just gets on this thing, you know, he just gets us all in his chat, always fucking telling us to go to these gay-ass fucking things, you know. Fucking stupid. All right, fuck you guys.
I'll be calling you later. All right. We got two people who have blocked numbers. So I'm going to go ahead and find out who you are. Hello.
It seems like
blocked
hey.
Is calling
in. Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's
I'm Chris
name?
Poole. Chris Poole?
Chris. Okay.
Christopher Poole. I'm not one of those
the name of this
joke guys. I have a serious story.
You're not the same guy that's actually the name of the guy that is lead singer of Blue Dingle.
Sir, I've never heard of that.
You should look it up. Chris Pohl, P. How do you spell your last name?
It's P O L E, like Pohl, but it's pronounced. It's spelled like Pohl.
Now the other guy is P is with an H. Look up the band Blutangle. It's a badass band,
okay,
by the way.
But it sounds badass. Well, I got a vampire story.
Okay. What kind of story is this?
I'm not sure if it was. It was kind of like in the mid-dream, like, you know, sleep paralyzed. I can't pronounce it. When you're asleep and paralyzed. I cannot. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling good. Yeah. See, I was visiting Tokyo. I was visiting Tokyo, and I stayed up all night watching some local TV shows, and I was, like, mid-dream, and some, like, giant, like, spooky, tall shadow came over me saying, "Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli," and I was just like, what?
Okay, you're connected
and I started
to the ravioli.
Nigger.
You, sir, are a Negro in the baddest sense, because you're fitting into the other aspect. People mistake the word nigger for being a racist term. Actually, it fits that guy pretty good. It's somebody completely ignorant. All right. I still have your name, your number, Ray. I can call you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
So far, so good. I've got a bunch of prank callers today, so what's your name?
Yeri Sennett.
Introduce yourself. Say that again?
Yeri Sennett.
Wow, that is a hard to understand name. Are you Indian?
No, I'm Russian. I'm an exchange student.
Oh, okay.
I have a family story about the Olmec Castle vampire. You're familiar with this, yes?
The Olmec Castle.
A-L-N-W-I-C-K. It's in English one. It's by William de Lure. He was the one who chronicled the events there. But it has to go back to my family with the Highgate vampires.
Okay,
so it was around 1969 from what my family told me. And all of their accounts had gathered up very large amounts of money, wealth, power, and giant folders, because computers were new at the time of CP. So they put all of their resources together, and they trusted it to the moot. And after the moot, they're kind of like a barbaric force, apparently. They came into their lands and tricked them and stole the CP, which was like their currency at the time, similar to Dogecoin. And after this was when the castle was initially abandoned. But my parents have told me that I should take a trip back there to try and find the lost CP that might still be there. I was wondering if you guys have any recommendations on, you know, where vampires would hide things.
Well, where would you hide something, dude? Because that's what a vampire would hide it as. Basically, vampires are fairly regular people, unless, of course, you've got movie vampires and you've got book vampires, which are not real.
I see. Yeah, so that's kind of why I wanted to get a more of a realistic approach to it.
Let me give you a prime example. I'm a sanguine vampire. It means I'm a blood drinker. That's just what I have to do to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, and it's kept me from being sick for about 19 years now. It's going to be about 20 years soon where I haven't been sick. And I mean, like, no colds, no flu. I've been exposed to, you know, other people that have had these, you know, kind of diseases and whatnot, and have not had any problems or caught any of them. Even mono. I even fooled around with a girl with mono once, and she gave it to her whole entire dorm, but I got away without getting it clean. But
so if you had a folder of, you know, like your clan had your folder of CP, where would you hide it?
If I was going to hide something, I would just, it would depend. Well, if I'm gone, then it doesn't matter. why hide it if you can't hold on to it?
I mean, it's their legacy. It's like the giant folder of CP. They got to pass that down to generations in order for the clan to be reborn.
Well, I don't know about the reborn issue either. I'm not into it sounds a little bit on the religious side to me. But anyhow, I would check the program. Okay, this one smacks badly, but Lemon Party 66.
Hello.
What can they do for you? You're on Raiders Nest.
Yeah, I was listening to the show when these guys, and I think they have you ever heard about the website called Reddit?
I watched an old movie called Rabbit a long time ago.
Well, I think these guys are from this website called Reddit, and they are kind of trying to troll you with CP and ponies and stuff like that, and I don't know, just, well, wanted to tell you this, because you seem like a good guy, so, I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute, somebody's trying to troll the you're talking about a website.
Yeah, called Reddit. Reddit.
Grabbed it?
No.
Spell it out.
R-E-D-D-I-T. R-E-D-D-I-T. Reddit. Can you hear me?
And they're basically trying to get people to download their crap?
Yeah, they like ponies and stuff like that, weirdos. You know, they are kind of weird people. They like ponies and, I don't know, those porn stuff and tentacles. Like, I don't know. So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you this.
Okay, thanks for the warning there. You have a nice night. And let's see here. All right, next person in line. I can't believe I have so many people sitting in hold right now. And some of them, you've been waiting for a little bit of time here. So you're on Raven's Nest. I'm Dee. What's your name? Unless you're here.
Hello?
Or if you're, yeah.
Hello?
I'm Dee. You're on Raven's Nest. I can hear you.
I'm on radio?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Okay. So I have a predicament I'd like to talk about. I mean, my dad and I really like vampires and stuff, and we get in, like, arguments about it, and it's just, like, one time, because he's the kind of person I would just assume that he was right, and so what happened was, it's just, I was kind of sleeping one time, and I think he was trying to scare me or something, but he got in, like, a cape, and then while I was sleeping, he came to my bedside, and he was wearing the cape and stuff, and he just kind of leaned over, and then he whispered into my ear,
I'll be calling you after the show, too.
I wonder what they're trying to distract, like they're trying to distract from the main topic.
I don't know,
like.
but you know, it's dumb. All right, you have your number blocked. What's your name?
Hello.
Semi-settled out there. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My name.
You have your number blocked.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know. My name's Moot. And I have just Moot.
And that worked out well. Like a moot point?
I guess. Whatever would you like to go by. But I've always been interested with vampires my whole life. But recently, over the years, this one best friend of mine, I came to the shocking conclusion. I think they may be a daywalker, per se. Like, I don't know.
Well, you want to know something? You want to know a secret there, Moot? That's a moot point because we're all daywalkers. The whole factor of the sun being the enemy of the vampire, burning him up and all that stuff, is bullshit. That was created back in the 1920s for a movie called Nosferatu, and it just stuck.
Uh-huh. Well, he's always had this weird behavior, though.
It's an impossible thing that people do. It's totally not feasible. There are people out there who suffer from PMLE, which are people that actually have problems with the sun, or are phototrophic, that the sun is definitely their enemy. People who have porphyria don't do well in the sun because it affects the heme. But in the end of the point there, you've been lied to by the media. Oh, we lost somebody.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, but he was just never liked to go outside. Always stayed inside. Like, kind
I like
of very, very pale.
Well, if you stay out of the sun, you're going to get pale. You know, that just makes me think of some of the black vampires that I know. They don't always get very pale. I'm not white, by the way. I'm Native American, so I don't think I'm all that pale.
So, you're Native American. Do you like sing about the wind and stuff like that? Or are you like a Buddhist Indian?
Not into Buddha. The Buddha did have my name. I'm not into ritualistic forms of religion. Religion has no bearing or basis on vampirism, by the way. A lot of people think that, oh, you're a vampire, you got to be a Satanist. No, actually, Satanism was mostly contrived a while back. But, you know, religions and things like that are just that. They're religions. Anybody can choose their faith. And being a vampire, you don't really have that much of a choice. So, you know, my choice is this. I can suffer if I don't drink blood.
So what are your views on psychedelics, though, like peyote and DMT like that? Because I know that probably shit has to play into y'all's thing.
I don't really think that it's necessary. I think that some of the hallucinogens and things like that have caused a lot of Native Americans to tell stories. And, you know, if your brain has been altered chemically and you believe whatever you're saying, you know, a lot of people believe a lot of whack shit. You know, but that's that. You know, but I don't necessarily approve of doing mind-altering substances because that's the problem. They're mind-altering. Anything you can achieve, you know, stuff the same way if you need to be thinking about something is just by thinking about it. If you go into doing the other stuff, if you like who you are, you definitely don't want to mess with any of these substances in the first place because it's just going to change who you are. Because right now, the person you are, the chemicals in your brain are set to be who you are. If you change them, it's going to alter your personality. It's going to change, it might change some small things. You might change some great things, you know, big things. You might go from where you're theater ticklish to not being ticklish at all to where you suddenly don't find some things funny that you used to laugh at. You know, or
yeah.
You know, any other, you know, negative.
I've tried the peyote and stuff because, like, I was offered by one of his family's pure blood Native American, and he took me to New Mexico, and I tried it. I got a whole new outlook on everything, and it helped me just, my life has been way better since then. Like, I don't know. I believe that Hitler didn't do anything wrong and gassed the Jews.
I believe that Hitler didn't do anything wrong.
Well, actuality, Hitler should have gassed himself because he was a Jew. You should think about that. Oh, we lost both of the other people there. Maybe they were connecting, trying to do some route around things. Today is going to be a whole record download thing because all the people who go and call in these things, they have to go download all the things so they can hear how much of whatever they, you know, propaganda they pushed out there. See, here's the thing. We lost Marumbach. Go ahead and call back in. Oh, there we go. We got another blank one. You know, this is going to be the last blank one I'm going to pick up. And the rest of people
excuse me.
Calling.
How often does your anus leak?
Not as often as yours does.
Well, I mean, yes, I'm very aware of that,
but
I would like to know how much yours leaks for my curiosity.
Your prolapsed anus that you got there, dude. See, you're dealing with God on the board here. I just stopped you from talking. And I'm going to talk about you, your issue with your homosexuality there. Don't fight it, dude. If you're gay, just be gay. Don't hate the other gays because they're not afraid to be gay like you. Don't hate that. It's okay to be gay. Granted, though, biblically speaking, like the dude from Duck Dynasty was talking about, you know, it is not, you know, supposed to be accepted because the Levitical law is kind of like up to the stoning thing. But, you know, if they're not stoning Honey Boo Boo, why should they stone any gay people? Anyhow, so, you know, the anal seepage you're suffering from, dude, go see the doctor. I hung up on him, but anyways, we are not going to take any more blocked calls because I like to be able to call you back when you go and do something wrong. Yes, all you other people who have been there, I have your phone number. Hey, welcome to Raven's Nest. I hope you're not another tard like these other idiots in here who've been calling in, wasting our time. So, what's your name?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Name's Reggie.
Ready?
You hear me okay? Yeah, name's Reggie.
Reggie, okay.
Reggie.
And where are you from, Reggie?
I'm from Indiana.
How's the weather out there?
Pretty chilly.
I bet it's colder than it is here in California.
Yeah, you could say that.
So what can we do for you? You're on the Ravens.
Well,
what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering a little bit more about what sort of precautions you take as a Sanguine. Like, how do you make sure that you're not putting yourself at risk or exposing yourself to anything that could be dangerous?
Well, I've been working on something specifically, actually, for this particular thing called the IDR, the International Donor Registry, and hopefully I'll have at least a minor page finished and up, you know, by the end of the year for it. But with the registry, we intend to actually, you know, do the testing ourselves and try to set it up like how, you know, the gay community has, you know, they have testing themselves where they can go get tested and, you know, it can be, you know, taken care of for free. Well, I'd like to do the same thing for us because technically there is a grant for it, and we are a high-risk category. Just as high-risk as right behind the intravenous drug users, except for the fact that, you know, I'm smarter than somebody who's shooting up dope because I'm doing only what I need to do, and I'm also being smart about it. You get everybody tested. You get yourself tested. Oh, we lost somebody here. Bummer. Call back in, guy. I just got you on hold there, but anyhow, the factors that there is, you want to know who you shouldn't do these things with strangers. It's like sex. Do you go and screw people that you don't know if you could help it?
No, personally, I don't. I know some people that do. I was just curious.
Yeah, those people are in their own risk category. See, you had about just as much chance getting AIDS from drinking someone's blood as you do screwing somebody. But, you know, and a lot of times you got to talk and you got to know the people that you're coming into. You know, and a lot of donations have, you know, almost nothing to do, you know, with sex. You know, some situations and some individuals can be, you know, sexual situations and whatnot, but it's really up in the air as to what happens there. It's an individual thing. But with the IDR, vampires will be tested and donors will be tested, and having, you know, possession of a card and, you know, the website connection will be up to date on, you know, and people will just be able to just check the card out. And, you know, be able to find out that person's, you know, testing is up to date and that they're clear. And, you know, if they're even a remote risk category, like obviously, you know, I'm not homophobic or anything like that, but homosexuals and definitely especially bisexual men are, are high risk categories. So that kind of thing should be, you know, on the list, you know, of you know, a risk area, because let's put it this way: a lot of guys will screw a lot worse than a lot of girls, and then gay guys, it's even worse because hey, guys are guys, you know. But you got, it's the same thing. You got to use, you know, use a condom if you want to be, you know, safe. I'm not taking any blocked calls, so the blocked call is going out the door right away. Be patient there. We got a guy on the other one there. But so essentially, you get tested. You test people. You know who you're dealing with. You know, you got to talk to people. You got to, you know, be aware, and that's just being smart. You know, that before you go and drink anybody's blood. Same thing kind of goes, even I think you'd say, like, when you're dealing with somebody's energy, I guess. We'll have to ask, you know, Disney on this one. If you got nutty people, nutty energy would probably be worse.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not good to have, like, an overload of different people. It's not good to have, like, negativity. Kind of basically does the opposite effect. If someone's overly negative, that basically drains you rather than more energy.
You're getting the audio of a bunch of farts.
It's not really. You can get sick from another person's energy. Like, I've had that happen earlier this year where I got sick for like 4 days because of a bad exchange.
Bad juju. So
did
we get your question?
Who
you connect with?
You answered my question. Thank you.
All right. You can stay on if you want. Well, we're gonna talk to the next person here. He called in earlier, or they called in earlier. So, state your name. This is D. You're on Raven's Nest. What's your name?
This is Ahot. Apparently, one of my friends took my phone earlier. And I want to apologize for what they did, because they went and they told me what happened, and I told them that it wasn't very nice, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not a wise thing in nowadays with caller ID and all these other things to, you know, to be childish and make great calls. That's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. Some of us call you back and prank call you back.
Yeah,
I very much noticed that.
That's happened before in the past. It's just like, I went to take a shit, and then these guys take my phone, and they're just like, hey, let's have some fun, and call this guy, and then they go on Reddit, and they find the post, and then they say, oh, let's screw with this guy or something, and then...
What you should do is you should get their phone, you should call us in and say, hey, this is their phone number, and let everybody, you know, being the kind of vampire that I am pretty much kind of nocturnal, so 3-4 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. That's what I did. That's how I kind of messed with them. Because I took their phones after they went to the bathroom, and then I was going to Reddit post, and I found this place called Raven's Nest, so I decided to call them with their phones, and it worked really well. I mean, because they could call them back, too, so I was just kind of playing the game with them, and yeah.
I mean, have you ever heard the drain this week again? Have you ever heard the saying, walk with the lame and you learn to limp? I mean, your friends kind of determine who you are as well.
Oh, we lost him.
The disrespect is kind of messed up.
Yeah, it is just, you see, a lot of people don't realize it. When they make a crank call with your phone, it is disrespecting you, and certain people can actually take that legal action with that, you know, or, you know, somebody called me, I can call you back. I could keep calling you back. You know, and then, you know, if you're on the East Coast or, you know, wherever that number was from, you can actually, yeah, he called earlier. That number called earlier. I got it written down. You can actually
you can Google
end
the
up
area code.
Finding out
some
of people's their numbers are available when you reverse search them.
Yeah, reverse phone book, Yellow Pages.
Yeah, but... But, you know, hey, if you're in the East Coast, that means you're 3 hours after me. So when it's 8 o'clock for me, it's 11 o'clock for you. You're up right now at 11 o'clock, but when it's 2 or 3 in the morning for me, or what, 12, it's going to be 3 in the morning for you when I call you. So anyhow, Let's see who we got here.
At least there was an apology, you know.
Yeah, well, it was sort of an apology. I don't know if there was something about anal seepage in the end, but who knows. Next person in line, welcome. You're on the Raven's Nest. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you think I'm not? Yes, I am speaking to you. You think I'm not, but I am. You're on hold for a little while, but you're not on hold anymore. I got you on the line. So, say your name, where you're from.
Hello.
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 I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, I am of wood, and I want to know how much your asshole leaks when you take a shit.
I don't know. I'll call you about 3 in the morning, and we'll talk about your leaking.
Well, okay.
And you gotta get that prolapse taken out. Yeah, I got your number, dude. Really. If you don't believe me, I'll find out where 904 area code is.
That's so weird.
But when I have a particularly bad night, I'll be using my free calling. Yes, people, it's called free evenings and weekends. My free evenings and weekends go all the way to 3 to 7 in the morning. So, hell, sometimes I'm awake to 7 in the morning. All depends. I'll just keep watching Naruto, and in between episodes, when I get up to get a drink or whatever, I can go and I can make a call.
Wait,
we got that guy back.
Like right when I wasn't done talking yet.
I didn't turn you off. You just disappeared. That means your call dropped.
Yes, I know. I went through like a dead zone or something because I'm walking right now. But anyway, where I left off, the guys from earlier, I mean, they're all rude and stuff, but I mean, they made me kind of curious because you seem to be dodging their question. How much does your asshole really leak when you take a shit?
I don't know, dude. How much does yours? You got the prolapse. It is an anal seepage thing. I will be
I'm not trying to be like a faggot or anything. If you're not answering
the
question, it makes me like, well, what is happening? You know,
you're being a dork. I don't have any anal leakage or anything like that. You guys are being
kids. That's all you have to say.
You're being kids. You're being child. And I took your voice off. I'm going to tell you. I will be calling you. I'll call you on the phone where I don't have to be nice because I have your phone number. Yes, I wrote your phone number down.
Hey, can I ask you an actual question?
Other than anal seepage? I don't get sick,
kind of
really answer this one question.
No. Hear me out here.
What's your main goal here? What is your main goal?
Me?
I mean...
This guy actually answered the sanguine question. He asked the sanguine question. Since he was reasonable, I left him on. See, he's the one who asked us the sanguine question. So he's asking
a
reasonable question. He's showing he has half a brain.
I have an honest question, and it kind of pertains to that. Like, when you drink any quantity of blood, how does that actually affect your bowel movements? Like, seriously.
I don't have any problem.
They're throwing it out there, and I mean now I'm curious. Like,
I know it's an odd question, and it is a thing. Some people, on the other hand, they say they get black stool. But in my particular case, I don't really notice anything different. It's kind of natural to me, and I drink a little bit more than the normal sanguine vampire. As well, so, you know, my usual, I'll call it munching in this case. When I usually take about 10 ounces of beet blood in my blood wine, and that's, you know, sometimes I double up, that's 20 ounces, but, you know, it doesn't bother me or make me feel bad at all. Only sometimes I think like the quality of the blood is the only thing that comes in question sometimes, or how old it is what it, you know, feels like. But for the most part, you know, I don't get sick. So answering the other anal seepage question for these people, I don't get sick. I haven't been sick in almost 20 years. I'm a lot older than I sound. I'm not an immortal vampire like these people in the movies. And, dude, you're a tard. You're not even coming on here anymore. I will be calling you 3 in the morning.
Who, me?
No, not you. Just the other idiot.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That, you know, I have everybody that proved themselves to be nothing more than crank callers can expect a call. That's all I'm going to tell you that now. But you didn't crank call. You asked a serious question, the first one, and you asked an odd question, but it's not a disrespectful question. Or anything like that.
Well, no, I mean, just because they keep on, you know, they're bringing it up, and it kind of made me think of that. Like,
yeah,
hey,
it's them doing the gay thing. Like, they're showing their homophobia in this particular case, just like they were talking about Hitler and whatever else. And, you know, I think I would have run this guy's number right away since he keeps calling. I have it written down.
I am ready to go, but enjoy the rest of your show, and thanks for answering my questions. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're on every Saturday night. Anybody can ask just about any question, as you know, seen. It is what it is, and it is what you make it in this particular case. The There's a limit on what everybody knows, but at the same time, I've been a vampire for almost 3 decades now, so I have a little bit of knowledge that a lot of other people don't seem to have. And a lot of kids pop out, and some of them are in phases, and the phases are, you know, what we were talking about earlier, where people are, you know, some of these kids are just in there playing. And when they're playing, they think that there needs to be conflict. They can't just be mellow or cool about anything. So there's always some kind of BS going on. And whatnot. So, you know, that's the extent of that. Yeah, and thanks for asking a real question. See, a lot of people haven't answered that question about, you know, the donor thing. But, you know, for the most part, anybody can find them. A lot of people complain that they can't find any donors, and I don't really see exactly as to why that is. But yeah, feel free to call again and ask any other questions. You know, if you know, we're on. Let's see, you were in the middle. We're on, you know, an hour ago to a half hour from now. We got still another 30 minutes in the show, and we're on, you know, two hours every Saturday night. And like I said, feel free to call. And,
all right. Thank you very much.
You have a nice night, dude.
You too.
Should we talk to this guy again?
I don't think it's a good plan.
I can say.
It's
your butt
making.
I just hung up on him. See, that's exactly how it is, everybody. See? You see how stupid that was?
Really strange.
Yeah, and this is the thing, too, which is funny, is when we have all these shows this way, and we get a lot of crank callers. It comes in like a big old rush like this. I mean, I think this was more. I had more crank callers this time than the other time. But we're gonna have like 400 people downloading the damn show because, you know, they want to hear their friends. And so anyhow, let me check in the chat room here. I don't know, Maluka. They're just the way they is. Some of these people they just have nothing better. They have no lives. They're bored on a you are a sad individual. You're bored on Saturday night and you have to talk about anal seepage and things like that. It's like one thing when you're sitting around the bar or something, you know, with your friends and you want to talk about something silly. Well, you know, it's Saturday nights I make a commitment to do this. Otherwise, I'd be in L.A. the last one of the other Saturday nights if you guys look at the past show on our show that we had on October 28th, or no, it was the 25th, I was at Endless Night in New Orleans. So, you know, He said hi to a whole bunch of people and whatnot. This guy is determined. I'll let him sit there on hold because, you know,
no,
he's already proven
it's obviously
that he's got nothing better to do.
Well, it's just to provoke,
you know,
and there's obviously ulterior motives.
Yeah, well, the problem thing with provoking to me is people, I will stalk you. Remember this. I will stalk you. I will stalk you. And I will, and, you know, one of the people, this guy gave me a whole bunch of crap on Facebook, and I was going to call him at work, but we ended up talking on the phone, and he said, man, you are not at all like I thought you were going to be. I thought you were just going to call me up and be cussing me out right now, right from the get-go, and whatever else is out here. We found out that he actually would go into, he went into the site, he thought it was a role-playing site, went into that page and was like, I'm the descendant of Van Helsing, blah, 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 I've been killing vampires for 1,000 years, and blah, 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 and they give him death threats. Which, of course,
okay.
The first and the people, and some of the main people who gave him death threats were also the people that I would call role players in the other half, like Drac, True Blood. That dude, that guy is it's amazing how stupid some of these people are, you know. And let's see here, who owns this number? Privacy Star.
Well, just make sure you don't call him from your actual phone number.
Oh, no, I block my phone. I'm not stupid when it comes to dealing with these people, like, unlike them. Oh, wait a minute. What's the other part of the number that I'm needing here? Do-do-do-do-do. 7208-7208. You know, there's some really cool stuff here. You know what's bad is it's you know what's funny is this guy is Daly City's area code is a prefix number for some of the places in Ventura.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, I can go straight up one freeway to this guy. Saramonte, St. Francis, Hillside Boulevard. Hey, there's a Westlake down there, too, just like there's a Westlake down here. Said Heights. Yeah. I do go up north, too, by the way. Yeah. Daly City and nothing better to do?
Hello?
Dude? Really?
I'm making a mistake here.
How am I making a mistake? You keep calling. Oh, so wait a minute. I put the wrong person on hold. There's my mistake.
Extremely unfair.
Sorry,
you answered the other guy's question, but you don't answer mine. Do you have something against Arabic?
Your question is not a relevant question. Your question is meant to be a troll.
No.
And trolling the wrong people with your phone number.
I'm Islamic. I'm not supposed to lie.
You don't really sound Islamic to me.
What do you mean?
As-salamu alaykum.
You're being freaking racist.
As-salamu alaykum.
Just because I'm Islamic,
you know,
does not mean I speak your language. My family is Islamic.
Not,
I grew up with that culture.
Okay, growing up with a culture means that you would recognize the statement. It's like saying shalom.
Not necessarily. My parents grew up and lived here their whole lives. Anyway, I'd like to get to the main point of why you've answered the other guy's question, but not mine, because they were practically the same thing.
Because your question...
My bunghole, it speaks loud!
That's your question. See, I already answered it, actually. I answered it when you weren't on the thing. See, I haven't been sick in almost 20 years now, so there's not going to be any anal seepage problems. You might have
a prolapse. Well, because of anal leakage doesn't mean you have to be sick to have it.
It's actually not something that's normal. I mean, there's probably a normal amount, but I think that's really actually left up to you wiping your ass.
Well, I mean, it could be very normal. When a man and a man love each other very much, they start to do these things together, you know? And then they just kind of turns into anal leakage.
What's the
I
suppose it depends on the men involved.
Yeah,
also,
I guess,
like to ask about the person in the background, because you never mentioned that person as of yet.
Yes, I did. Actually, I did, as I mentioned in the beginning, but you have to be on the thing for a minute.
I just wanted a few minutes then, so I'd like to hear your point on that.
So that question got answered. Both those questions, I just answered the other one. But that is my visitor for the evening. We're supposed to have some other people calling. Yeah, you're not allowed to make a whole bunch of noise, dude. Especially when I'm playing good music. It's funny that, you know, they try. But you know what? It's going to be good because, you know, maybe 5 in the morning, you know, when I get up to go pee, I'll give him a call. Because he's in California, in Daly City. You're not that far from San Francisco. No wonder he's making the gay joke.
Hello.
I'm just pushing the mute button and pushing
the mute
button. The mute button again.
Unmuted.
You like that, don't you?
It's a very catchy poem.
Is some of the homophobia a fear because you live so close to San Francisco?
Who says I live in San Francisco? Because of my area code?
No, you live in Daly City because of your area code.
And how's that?
Because it says that you live in Daly City, or near Daly City, wherever that one might be next
to
it.
Well, that is extremely not true, and I'd like to know how exactly you would have Google reverse image searched that.
I use a special program.
Okay, yeah, real,
Yes, it says Daly City.
It says that I can have a phone number. And then go and move to New York City and live there with the same phone number and area code.
Well, that might work if you're taking your cell phone with you the entire way. But at the same point in time, your phone
looks like a
house phone, actually, which is funny. Hillside Boulevard.
A house phone.
Yeah, it looks like it could be a house phone.
Well, you must be using Google Translate to find your answers or something, because they're pretty far fucking off. Go on, keep searching away.
Not using Google, actually. It says, available results could be owner's full name, current address, family members, location, Daly City, California. Phone type is mobile. Sorry, my bad. It just showed your, I guess this is just your house.
That's better.
Now
you're catching things. Mobile phone, that is the key term here.
Yes, mobile phone is the key term, and it's near the 1 and the, about a 92 or 82. I see the 280. I see Crocker. You know what's funny is there's a Westlake not far from you, and there's a Westlake not far from me, but the Westlake that's not far from me is towards L.A., whereas your Westlake and...
Oh, I know what you're talking about, actually.
A likely story. Anyway,
I guess the West Lake Mall, which is sort of an outdoor place with lots of safeways and African Americans hanging outside of it.
I just totally did not understand one word you said. But
you can take me, but you will never take my bunghole. For I am the great Cornholio. I have no bunghole.
You would think a vampire lived a couple of decades would be a bit more intelligent than that.
Well, I am a bit more intelligent than that. Apparently you.
And why me?
And it's been almost 3 decades, but...
Don't I simply come off as the retard caller?
Well, you went into that realm. You went into the realm of the unintelligent when you started talking about some of the nonsense of the seepage that you and your other compatriots were going to. See, I actually have a very high IQ, but I speak in a way that most people can understand me. And that's part of the way why I'm here, so that people can understand what I'm saying. It's not about...
Well, I have an accent and a shitty phone. Blame AT&T.
Oh, that's, yeah, I used to have AT&T. That's very bad, bad phones once they went to the cell phone range.
Terrible thing there, though. I ran over my cell phone back when I had that one. And the funny part is I didn't do it intentionally. Terrible thing. Lost Peter Green's number. I was hanging out with him in Hollywood. If you don't know who Peter Green is, he's the bad guy from The Mask. The first
I know.
When What's-Her-Face used to look good. They still say she looks good, but, you know, she never looked as good as she did when she was in that movie. But, yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So you having fun?
Well, I'd be having fun. I've been trying to explain to you this whole time why other people have been calling you.
Why other people have been calling me? I don't know. A lot of people call because they're calling the show.
Well, not necessarily the show. I mean, like, why other people on my phone, then why you ask their parents, why you answered their question, but you didn't answer mine, was the initial question I came here to ask.
But I answered your question.
Yeah.
I answered your question already. I answered your question by the simple fact that I don't have any health problems. My muscles are pretty fit. I'm pretty pretty healthy in general. If you had some issues with your muscles, with your anal seepage, then that would probably be part of the reason. If you've spent too many days out there, and being that you're so close to San Francisco, and you know you woke up that way, then that might you might
have
want
you ever
to make
been
sure
to San Francisco?
Yes, I have actually. I used to live in San Jose, and I would go to San Francisco enough. And actually, wasn't there that
enough
to
what? You gave the phone in the streets and droves every 2 seconds? Because that's not really true. See, now in the Castro area, that's true, because that's a little square. All the gay people get naked and they walk around like nobody's business. That actually happens.
I've not been in that little spot there.
That's the only actual gay community, which
is
what made San Francisco the quote-unquote city of the homo gays.
Oh, you want to know how I make my blood wine? Okay, that's the question from the... one of the questions is, why are people such dicks when they ring in by the same person, Maluka?
Why are you
well,
still
Maluka,
talking to me?
Oh, because you keep calling back in. I figured I'd just keep talking to you until
okay,
I put you on
sorry. It's just I have, like, temporary amnesia, so it happens from time to time. Also, new question.
Okay. Is it going to be a relative question or a relevant question? Because some questions are, believe it or not, irrelevant. But go ahead.
So, I mean, vampires may not get sick, but what about diseases?
Well, I'm just one of the few ones that don't seem to get sick, because we do have some that seem extremely sickly. So, you know, but that's an individual thing, once again. But it's where it comes from diseases. We tend to avoid certain things. You know, anything that's going to be stupid. You know, as the guy that was on there before you that asked a question about, you know, feeding on blood, being that I'm sanguine, and basically that goes into people testing for diseases. You know, if you're going to drink somebody's blood, they should be tested. It's pretty much a no-brainer. You know, especially if they're some kind of risk category. You know, you just don't want to mess with that kind of thing. I have a large, I could say since I don't get sick, it's partly due to my immune system and a disease resistance. Because, you know, everybody around me gets sick and, you know, they get the flu and colds and whatever else. And I'm usually one that takes care of everybody. So, you know, I'm not unsympathetic. I do get allergies, though. Unfortunately, I have the ironical, you know, allergy that is garlic. But I think it's just the oil. So, I'm going to answer this other guy's question.
Okay.
Go have a good night.
But the last thing to say, just as we've been talking so long, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So, as a last question, what color are your panties right now? And if I could steal them.
All right. I just got to remember, everybody, what the real rules are.
That's what they said. Life is better walking on two legs. But they were in for a big surprise. What is the law? No still blood. What is the law?
Nothing but.
Who makes the rules? Someone else. Who makes the rules?
Someone else.
That's the law. So anyhow, back to Maluka here. It's hard to find donors if you have trouble finding. Let's see here. These, I want to answer these questions because when people are listening here, we got 10 minutes left in the show, but sometimes we go overtime, which means you can always go back, and if it seemed to cut off, it's probably still recording, unless, of course, you know, we've actually been talking to you sometimes until the recording part is actually, you know, ran out of time. So here we go. It's hard to find donors if you have trouble finding other vampires in the same country area you live in. Where are you from, Myluka? Oh, that's an odd dream there. Go ahead and tell everybody what your dream was, Destiny.
Oh, I think that was sent as a whisper, actually.
I don't know. I don't know if that's just supposed to be whispers or what. It just says that they'll chat someone.
No, it has the little blue thing.
Oh, okay, I see
it
this little...
up with a little blue thing next to it.
This is green, but I see from you to me.
Yeah, it was strange. It was basically somebody... Yeah. Just thought it was odd. Cause that was I think 2 days ago? Double check real quick. I sent you a message. Oh, yeah, it says a day ago. So not last night, but the night before. And basically someone was lying. Someone was on the phone with you personally, having a conversation, lying to you to try to get some kind of reaction, but they were using information that they knew about you to basically manipulate the situation, and you ended up getting off the phone angry, and that was pretty much the end of the dream.
Wow, the dude's got nothing better to do. He's calling back again.
Details.
I'll just leave him on hold while we talk about stuff that matters. But that's kind of a weird one. I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't specific.
Nothing like me getting hit with a nuclear weapon in one of my dreams. that kind of stinks. I've been hit by all kinds of stuff in my dreams. I used to have night terrors, so, you know, after so much of the them telling me, you know, stuff while I was asleep because you can't wake up, it started taking control of my dreams. So now I'm somewhat of a lucid dreamer, and when I know when I can't do something in a dream, that it means it's either it's going to come true, like precognition, or that it's that it's really, you know, that it's a nightmare or something, because I can't, it wakes me up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
but,
well, even in nightmares, I'm able to control myself even in a nightmare, but like with some dreams, I just watch the dream kind of thing. Like, I'm not really there, but, yeah, stuff like that is weird. Or, like, I always control myself if I'm in it, if that makes sense. Even if it's something that ends up happening, I still, like, it'll be slightly different from the dream itself, you know what I mean? But that's kind of whatever, I guess. Nightmares are pretty terrible. Because you think you're actually living it, you think it's actually real, or at least I do with mine. You feel it,
very...
hear it, taste, smell, like all of my senses are in my dreams, which is pretty.
I'm pretty sure
pretty much
I dream color, unlike some of the other people say it's all black and white, supposedly, but I'm pretty sure I dream color. I'll have
weird dreams. Mine are always in color. I've never dreamt in black and white. I had one time, because I had slept with the blanket over me, because the window that was by my bed, basically the sun would give me a headache when I woke up. So I would sleep with the blanket over my face. Well, in South Florida, one night it got really hot. So in my dream, basically there ended up being a red tint, and I was unable to move, so I woke up because of that and ended up being overheated and stuff, so that was kind of interesting, but never black and white.
It's so weird, it's just his numbers like just jumping all over the place, up and down, up and down, like that's kind of weird, but we got, you know, a few more minutes here, let's try to get to Nini DeLuca here. Alright, so, he's from New Zealand. You know, I know a bunch of people from New Zealand, you know, vampires and whatnot. Seem to be a lot more popular now, I guess. I don't know. But as for how I make my blood wine, part of it's ancient Chinese secret, like the commercial. I use other ingredients, but I recommend using a low-content alcohol wine. In with usually a container of, you know, frozen blood, and you basically put you don't refrigerate your wine, and I do a mingled wine, so because I don't really care for wine as an alcohol, or the sulfates in it usually, but I've been using these I've used Arbor Mist and these other, you know, flavored kind of wines. And it makes it easier, I think. You know, you basically just put it in their room temperature because since the ice is frozen, it's going to work like an ice cube. And, put it in there, throw in the wine first. If you're going to mingle your wine, you know, then, you know, throw in whatever juice you're, you know, doing after the fact. One of my other friends actually really liked mixing cranberry juice in there, which I wasn't too big on that one because cranberry is pretty, like, harsh on the other hand. And some of the times the wines you're drinking, they get a really woody flavor, and it's dry. It just dries your mouth out. You don't want to use any hard alcohols with that. I mean, we've done, you know, back in the days of Near Dark, we used to do, you know, shots of Krovi, which is just, Krovi shot is just Russian. Krovi is Russian for blood. Pretty much answers the question of the name of the shot. Yes, Krovi. It's just Russian for blood, and you know, so it's vodka and blood. You won't want to leave it in there too long because alcohol destroys cells,
So, you know,
you leave it in there too long, the blood stops being viable at all. Lack of viability, lack of consumption, you know, you can consume it all you want, but if it's not viable, it's not going to be much use. Whatever, you know, is in it is, you know, the better for it to be fresh or fresher. And, but, you know, the bad thing there is, you know, the shelf life on blood wine is not very long. You got to be doing it, you know, got to do it right away. I used to take it to Near Dark, which if anybody wants to know what that is, you can look up on YouTube under, you know, American Vampires, and there's a small visit to the bar there with one of my old donors, Amanda. And there's actually a picture of me there in that too, but I didn't participate necessarily in the documentary, and I know all the California vampires that were in it. You know, that's a bar that, you know, got known all the way in New York because we have, you know, I was bringing blood wine to there, and I was bringing wine and you know, bringing blood, most of the bovine. You know, one request from Damonox was pig's blood, but I think it's just because she's a Jew and she wanted to be doing something sacrilegious. And where do you get blood from to freeze for your blood? I get it already. It's edible blood. It's already frozen. I'm not sure where you're going to get it from, Maluka, because you're in New Zealand. But you are close to the Philippines, so you might be able to get something from them. Basically, I use Tropicana brand most of the time. My favorite brand was Lorenzana brand. They've been doing it since 1938, doing it right. But, you know, I haven't found that out here where I'm at. I used to get that when I was in L.A. But some of the switch-ups have gone from, like, you know, where they're 10 ounces of blood to 11 ounces and whatnot. So when I started doing my making a bunch more, you know, batches and using the 11-ounce containers, I put a, as a joke, I put on my label, now with more blood, you know. But that's pretty much there. Mm-hmm. Hey, Keith. Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time on the show. So we're going to, I guess we'll go ahead and say goodbye. I thought we were going to have Mix on here, but I guess he'll call in next week after I get his little evidence thing going. So everybody to know, same bat time, same bat channel. You know, feel free to call in. Numbers 619-639-4606, but you won't be able to call in after the minutes go. And it's done. But download it later. Let's see here. You know, now the show is officially over. The show is over, dude.
Until I see it,
penis,
I won't die.
We're still recording, though. So that was his last chance to show that he was remotely intelligent. Actually, it said 10 seconds, but we're still on here, actually. But we might be already off.
So everybody, see the archive.
Mankind.
Keep in mind,
you are an ignorant race. How foolish it is to believe that your kind rules the earth. Know now that you are not alone. There are unseen worlds which exist parallel to yours. These are the worlds of the Makai, a race of demons, and the Jujinkai, those who are half human and half beast. There is an ancient legend, a prophecy, foretelling the appearance of a superbeing every 3,000 years. He is called the Chojin, a god above all gods, the Overfiend. The Chojin will appear through the body of a human, and with his great power, he will unite the three worlds. He will create a new world, a world of peace and harmony. His time has now come. Ignorant humans, the truth has now been revealed.
Longer than that for some reason. I see you're still here. I'm still here. And other people might actually go and, you know, download this later. But we were supposed to hear from Nick. So he was supposed to be talking about his attempt on his life or whatever that happened. And he gave me some kind of wave, which is the wave file.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Not sure what it's supposed to be, but he wanted it played on him. Played on the air. 2 minutes long. Maybe what he did was, you know, prep up a recording. You know, like basically take, you know, record the conversation. Unfortunately, something like that would be kind of illegal in a way. But people wear wires all the time.
Tastes better with, like, red wine. Just a random, some iron, I guess.
I guess this is somebody going into I guess this is like undercover journalism right here. Somebody I'm gonna have to listen to this wave file off the air and then, you know, alter it, because I told him, I said I have to cut it to remove the guy's name or bleep his name or something, because, you know, if he doesn't want, you know, the people don't want, you know, people to know who's who. But this might be something connected with the rules supposedly out there. You know, they're in Austin.
What do you mean by the rules? Like main rules that everyone follows?
Rules that are being instituted by the people there. You know, since they, you know, two years ago or whatever, they've been, you got basically Logan popping up in the scene there. And, I don't know who this person is. Somebody asked me to be their friends, and I don't know who they are. Post the timeline. Who are you? That's going to be the question. People, anybody trying to add me as a friend, you need to introduce yourself and talk to me before you do so. Because if I haven't talked to you and I don't know you or anything about you or whatever, it's not going to bode well to, you know, well, medico student. It's just not going to, you know, asking me randomly does not, you know, make me want to add you. Doesn't work that way for me. You know, even if you go, if you do something, I like to feel a little stronger.
So I guess,
you know, Darcy's been able to call in, so, oh well, big deal. Sometimes she's here, sometimes she's not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the comment supposedly was that they were instituting some rules. He was saying that they were that if they exile somebody, which, you know, in New York they call that sin nomine, you know, which is basically means without a name.
Okay.
That you have, you know, normally people aren't supposed to
talk to the people that got to nominate, you know, basically banned, blacklisted, whatever. There's a whole bunch of different, you know, words for that, different same kind of thing, basically. You know, put silent treatment. There, you're not supposed to do whatever, or somebody can complain or be upset with it, or upset with you because you chose to ignore the order. But in this particular case, he said they were saying something about being hostile. That they were
okay.
Gonna, that the response
like
as such was
right.
Going to be hostility. Of course, the mm-hmm. other half there is they're saying something about the Stefan guy having something to do with whatever, which doesn't make any sense because they're the guy's in Georgia and this stuff's going on in Texas. Oh, to all leaders and elders, if you act in your own interest to make yourself look or feel good, if you fail to see the pain of those around you, be they kin, other kin, or mundane, and do not act if all you care for is personal laud and recognition, you are a failure and an embarrassment. Well, posting shit like that is kind of the same thing, dude. You're just posting about whatever. It's the same thing like I said before. You know, we had a bunch of people always crying. Everybody's always crying about, you know, there's no donors, we can't find any meetups, blah, blah, blah.
If I were actually a saying, I would have so many donors wherever I wanted. I've had so many offers, it's not even funny. I don't know how people don't find any.
That's the thing. Of course, though, you know, and the funny part is there's a bunch of girls that have the same claim they have the same problem, which I don't see it really myself. You know, if I was female, it'd be that much worse. But, you know, I've not really had any problems. And, you know.
I actually had, when I had first met the kid's dad, he basically cut himself and was trying to get me to drink his blood when I first met him, and I looked at him. I thought it was weird. I was like, why are you doing that? And
you know
cause
why?
Because
he wanted to make you a real vampire.
Yeah, whatever the deal was. I mean, because I had cut my own finger. I mean, if I cut myself, I drink my own blood. I don't, like, that's whatever.
Well, recycling like that is like nothing. It's natural, I think, for most people, but there are a few people out there that when they respond
to
that, it's a negative response. You know, they don't do it or they're grossed out.
Yeah, his response was to actually cut himself and offer it to me. And I was like, I've never drank someone else's blood. I'm not going to start right now.
My recommendation on that is if you don't need it, you don't need to do it. You know, why graduate to it if, you know, it only makes things worse? You said you can complain about how you're having such issues with donors.
Exactly. It's, I don't know. It's not like a hard thing. I don't know. I guess for some people it might be. But I notice that for most it's not really. I think if you're an asshole, it's going to be hard for you to get a donor. I mean, obviously.
Well, even here's the other half there, too. I think a lot of people complain so that they can complain. They're complaining with something they don't even need. They just want to complain about it because they need to tell somebody how vampires are.
People who've gone years without blood. I've gone 2 years without anything, and it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, I've gone through so many years. And I'm barely starting to take it. I told you. You see my answer to that. You know, maybe you don't need it. Is my answer. You know, it's if you think, you know, you're having that thing, and then that's the situation, you know, maybe you just don't need it. Because if you, you know, if you do need it, you know, it, you're not going to be able to go, you know, years without it. It's just not going to happen that way. You, the only way that kind of thing might possibly, you know, affect is if you were a hybrid, or even you know, anything non-sanguine. Because here's the thing, we figured out that you're feeding energetically, as a psi or as a hybrid, half of that feeding is you know, just going to happen naturally. It's just going to happen. It's a natural thing. And if you are starving or sick or something, you know, it's going to do its own thing. You know, so when you're not feeding, it's going to reach out and feed on people, you know, that you're not thinking about it. You're just doing it.
Well, see, that's what happened when I first became Christian. I was like, okay, well, that's part of magic. I can't do that. But doing it anyway at church, it's like I would get sick. If I went to church, I would feel better. And then I realized what was going on. It's like, well, it's because I'm connecting to everyone here. So I kind of realized that it's not really the same as magic. It's something different. And I stopped. I got really sick. And then I started doing it again, and it basically balances out a lot more. Because when you stop, you just basically get sick for a while, just tired. You know, the basics.
The only thing you can stop, you know, cold turkey and whatever else is blood drinking, because you have to go out of the way to do it, you know? Whereas energy, you think of somebody too hard and you're feeding off them, from what I understand.
They call me. I mean, if I start getting sick, because I don't go out in public very often because I just don't. And all the people I connect with call me when I start getting sick. I don't even have to think about them. They think about me, and then they call me and start, you know, wanting the connection, and people that you disconnect with start, like, kind of getting crazy, where they're like, oh my God, I need you, and it's like, no, you don't, and, like, sometimes it gets too far. If you make too strong of a connection, they start having pretty vivid dreams. I had one guy actually dream, like, it's usually some pretty major stuff. I won't go into too much detail right now, but it's mostly, I got scolded for those too, but that's whatever. I guess it was, I was told to cut connections that had that happen, so it's whatever. But I actually will get, like, people who haven't talked to me in months will text me if I start getting sick sometimes. And it really happens that way. It's weird.
I get irritated when I hear the, are you okay? What's going on? Why wouldn't I be okay? But that's part of, like suggestion and drama is my thought on that one. It's one thing, I haven't heard for you a while, and I was wondering or worried or whatever. You know,
no,
that's different.
Like the other day, I had someone, he messaged me. He's like, I was thinking about you and wanted to message you. I'm like, okay, what's up? And then he started talking about, like, how he needs to connect with me again because it was, you know, such a good connection, and he needs it again, and blah, blah, blah. And then he basically was like, after the conversation was over, I said goodnight, and he basically told me, I said something about sweet dreams or something, and he basically admitted that he's had several dreams about me and everything like that. And it's like, oh, yeah, sorry. That's basically kind of like one of those side effect things. And then I think that sucks because it makes it to where you don't really want to connect with other people too often because you know that they're going to suffer in the long run. You know what I mean?
Especially when they get all psycho on you and everything.
Yeah, they like lose their minds. But
you know, there's the other half there too. People were saying, oh, you know, donor bonds, oh, those don't happen. No, they happen. There's different variations of it. I call some of them, you know, temporary love or obsession, because, you know, when you feed off mm-hmm. somebody, you know, they're, depending on their open or, you know, how open they are or how much of a, I guess you could say, their fantasy, because, see, a lot of people don't realize in, when you're going to go deal with a donor, a lot of times they have their own fantasy about what's going to go on and whatever else. It's kind of up to you mm-hmm. to try to live up to that as best as possible type thing, because then you get repeat customers.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. It's just sometimes, like for me at least, like I kind of feel bad. Like I had one person actually post in the forums asking for help because of how intense some of his other stuff got, like some of his dreams. And then I basically went to one of the people I was getting advice from, one of the Psymamps, and I was like, well, this dude said this, and he's talking about me. I know because he told me about the dream in detail, and he basically said it was like some form of subspace for donors or something. But like some of them will start to see things, like, or have daydreams or whatever. I don't know, like, it's hard to find people that can handle a long-term connection. You know what I mean? Because as it gets stronger, it's like they can't handle, like, they mentally can't handle that level. So, but crowd feeds are they kind of suck. And it wasn't really working, so that's why I kind of switched to not doing that as much. Like, I do it every day almost, but not every day. I'm exaggerating. But I don't know.
There was one point in time where I pretty much could, you know, I could keep feeding, you know, on a daily basis. But, you know, after a point in time, my nephew's even, you know, saying something about having this problem. Like, if you keep, there's a problem if you eat air all the time, the more you do it, the more you want it. You go to a point from where you needed it to where it's like the drugs. You started building like a tolerance. And the tolerance is really down to just, you know, like, I don't know, I'd go on binges, you know, I'd go on binges and then I'd have to go abstain for a while. So it is very much a lot like addiction.
Yeah.
The more you can have it, the more, you know, it's around, the worse it can be.
Yeah. I had a weekend, 4th of July, I had such an overload, but I kept getting more because I basically decided, you know, that I didn't want to be, because I had, like, a fever, you know, I was pretty much, I call it dropping, I dropped, that's what I call it, and basically I dropped, and I was like, no, it's going to be 4th of July, the kids are going to be with their dad, so I'm going to, you know, get what I need. So I basically, we did a scene, an electroplacing, which was awesome, but it charged me like crazy. And then I went up and met with someone, and then I went out to the 4th of July crowd in Portland, and I got so overloaded. Like, people thought I was on drugs because my eyes were so dilated, and the overload was just crazy. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I basically had a drink just to calm myself down because of how much I had taken in for that weekend. It was too much, and I didn't know how to react. That was this year. I don't know. I mean, I know it's different for you guys.
Yeah, I've not really reached the limit. It's just like when you're drinking water. I can chug a gallon of water. If it came mm-hmm. down to it, in my particular case, I could probably actually drain somebody like they do in the movies. But, you know, because I don't... some of the people, some of the other sayings seem to get sick, like if they drink too much. I'm like, this doesn't affect
yeah,
me the same way.
I've heard that.
We had one party that I had people that weren't even, you know, some people that weren't necessarily vampires, they were drinking the blood wine. They were down for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we figure blitz, you know, birds of a feather sometimes, you know, we just basically kind of, you know, if you see who wants it after that, and I've had some friends, you know, after they've decided they wanted to try it, that they've said, hey, did you make any more of that? You know,
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Yeah.
But,
I would
have
try
that
it
happen.
Just to try it. What it takes
and at the same time, though, if you graduation, you don't need it. You know, it's, I would say it's like, yeah, we could try heroin just to see what heroin was like. But you know, the chances of heroin or you getting hooked on heroin are there. So it's
yeah,
a case
but
of
it's
whether you
need,
go through the wisdom aspect.
It's
the other part
kinda
there,
like
is
you said,
actually being
you
really
either
sick.
Need it or you don't. If I don't, then I don't. Right.
Well, there are people in the middle that they don't necessarily need it, but they start wanting it. What the hell is that? Oh man, this is gonna be a mess just to figure out where the music's coming from.
yeah. No, I'm not rushing. I mean, it is, like, most of the dreams that get intense, it's usually, like, me drinking their blood in their dreams, or, like, one guy had a dream that escalated. It went from basically, of course, they start off sexual, and then it basically escalated into that, and then it escalated even further into... I don't know, like him kidnapping a girl or something. And I was like, I kind of cut out after that. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I don't need to play into these kind of fantasies. I mean, as long as I wouldn't switch to something that would be that much of a negative. Like, it seems like it would be a negative to always have to find it and always have to, like, be so careful all the time. You know, I don't know if people are, like, in a rush to get into it. It's like, I can handle having a constant sore throat is normal for me because of my sinus problem. It's like regular little stuff. Okay, if it even did do anything to make it go away, it's not like it's hindering my life. If I can go club and dance for a couple hours and feel better, then that should be cut and dry. It's easy. It's not as dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, why would you... I don't get why people... And a lot of people get into it for no reason. Blood drinking.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And brain power, you know, is... It's like, what are you thinking? What are these people that are just running around doing weird shit? I mean, yeah, if you know your circles, you know the people you're going with and whatnot, you know, I guess a good way to do it that way is like, you know, sometimes you could say, if that person's so dirty, if you think a person's so dirty you wouldn't sleep with them, you might not want to feed on them just because, you know, you're thinking that they're that dirty. You know, there's got to be a reason why you're thinking that way. but...
Well, you know, anyway, like, I don't know, you can tell if someone's sick just by being next to them, usually, because their energy is different.
Oh, yeah, there's, I get, I don't know, I don't, you know, I don't view it the same way, but when I look at somebody and I see, like, I could see there's, like, an illness and or when they're going to get sick, usually. You know,
yeah,
like the looking at the veins can present either, you know, blue or green.
Mm-hmm.
If they present green, then they're sick or going to be sick.
See, but I hardly ever see or like every, it's random when I actually see anything. I usually just feel, but I can tell by looking at someone usually just by how they look, like something about their look in general. It's not like, I don't see colors though. They just look like they are, like I don't want to, like I feel like not being near them, you know what I mean? But it probably is different when you connect to like people's energy all the time. You start to know what you don't want to filter. It's like we were talking about earlier, it's like, do I really want to try and filter that? No, get away from me, you know? Especially in crowds. It's like, okay, well, let's stand on this side of the room because I don't want that negativity or that drama or that chick. I don't know. I guess that's weird.
Yeah, good thing in this particular case, I'm reading your larger version of that, your dream earlier. The good thing is I can usually tend to tell when people are bullshitting. And some of the
yeah,
times it's like...
Yeah, well, I know I knew you were upset. I didn't know, like, I didn't read your reaction. Like, I knew it was anger. I just didn't know if you were angry because you were being lied to or if you actually believed the lie. But I wasn't able to actually talk to you because I wasn't really there. I was just kind of... I don't know. It's kind of like floaty above what's happening. You're just a spectator kind of thing. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
I got you on that one. I you know, usually if you're not participating in whatever it is, it tends to show you something different.
Yeah.
But
well, you can't. That's when you can't react when you're not part of it. Like, I wasn't part of what was happening at all. Like, I wasn't in the room. I was just watching what was going on. It's almost like astral projection. I don't, like, the way people describe doing that when they're awake. I've never done it while I was awake or anything, but it's like you're watching what's going on, but you have this, like, never mind. It's one of those weird things. But I thought I would send it to you because it was you on the phone.
Right.
And hopefully that's not, like... Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get to hear any names or anything of the supposed offender. I didn't get to hear... the girl's name, I didn't really get to hear much details. Like, she had a lot of details that I don't remember waking up. You know how you get to, how right when you wake up, unless you write it down instantly, a lot of the stuff is gone.
Right. I recommend that everybody out there, you guys keep the dream journal just because sometimes you have some really interesting stuff. I wrote some stuff that, you know, if I ever were, I could use them in a script. Actually, I wrote two scripts, and both of them were heavily, you know, involved with a bunch of different dreams. One particular one, I just tried to make hide your hair of it, I'll tell you that one on the regular phone where nobody can take the idea because I did write a script.
That's cool.
But the visual stuff and everything that connected with it, you know, is all good. Wow, I guess our friend, you know, got shut up in that one group.
Which one?
The Pride, the you know, Atimu.
Oh,
E.T.
God.
Which
it's
either E.T. or
E.T.
No, he
yeah,
he, oh, we're talking in that one forum, the one forum thing on fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was all trying to tell me that I didn't know what I was talking about or whatever. I've been doing this for a long time.
Well, the thing is, he's just trying to be rude. Like, his first response, he's kind of going back and forth. His first thing was saying, oh, if you're doing it for feeding, you're bad. If you're saying feeding, you're bad. Like, that was his first response to how you reacted to him. And then he switched it up later, and then he switched it up again. And it's like...
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, but you still don't know what you're talking about. Oh,
yeah,
let me put this. We don't
that...
know what it is. Well, yeah, you know what? We can say we don't know what it is, but you know what? If you, we still went with the older person, Lady CG. Granted, though, I've told Lady CG don't be an asterisk at one point in time. I told her that because she, you know, was using the asterisk, technique, which is like what role-playing chat people do. There's a reason why I say that. I said, you know, I hate role-playing. I hate chat room,
yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't dig that at all. Yeah, you know, I've observed, you know, a bunch of things, and that's one of the things I've observed, you know.
He started talking, and he's the one that that originally, because remember when the other guy, what's his name? I don't remember his screen name. The dude that took over the other group, how he was basically saying, oh, who are you, basically? Remember when you pulled up the profile from the... What is it? The vampire voice or something? Whatever it's called.
Vampire. Which is the vampire community?
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, people, it's kind of a lame thing if you ask me because it says one thing, but, you know, if this was the case, a lot more people would be involved in it. So partly a popularity thing, and at the same time, I mean, there's people in there that ran a meetup. Wow. I run like 3 meetups. You know, I ran a meetup. I run 3 meetups. They're all connected to my club that I don't talk about on here because I don't want, you know, a bunch of posers coming in trying to join my groups anyways. Plus,
yeah.
You know, at the same time, advertising, I want quality over quantity. You know, I don't need all those people to do their nonsense.
Well, anyone can get a mass of people.
Yeah, I'd rather stick
anyone
to the real
people
and whatnot. And then, you know,
yeah.
You know, just the other stuff there. But I guess the last thing I said shut that guy up, though. So, you know, I've been looking every so often. I check my, the groups posting.
Yeah, it's funny,
like,
the videos, too. I think that kind of let him know.
Yeah, the video was, like, perfect. Oh, how are you going to rag on me about my picture, about me not having a picture, you know, you don't use any pictures, you don't have anything that's just or even a real person, you know.
Yeah,
I
think you even posted that a while back, too. It's funny. It's a funny video.
What yeah, you know, it's
and
the,
I think,
the one from Gamer.
Like, I said something, too. It's like, oh, I've met a lot of Cyvamps that say that a lot of things negative about blood drinkers, they, you know, that they're primitive, it's an old way of doing it, that you don't have to do that,
well,
there's better ways, and blah, 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 and it's, I haven't met one saying that agrees with them. It's like,
well, that's because they don't
about,
know what it's like, because they're, It's the vegans talking about, it's the vegetarians talking about the vegans. There's better ways
yeah.
to do it.
Well, the vegans
boy,
don't eat
chili.
Meat either. They just don't eat cheese. They don't eat meat or dairy. Whereas
no,
vegetarians can eat
dairy. Yeah, but, you know, being vegan just makes you better than everybody.
Oh, of course.
You know,
I lived
you gotta vegan. You gotta watch the Scott. Was it Scott Pilgrim, you know, Saves the World? Or Scott Pilgrim versus the World or something like that?
the Brandon Roth has a Vegan character, and of course, though, once you violate being that, you lose your Vegan powers. So,
oh.
I want everybody to go ahead and watch that. But,
that's funny.
Yeah, you know, it's you can't talk from, it's the same thing I told him, you don't have the same perspective that I have, you know, I don't have the same perspective you have, you know, I'm open-minded to a point, and I understand the concept to a point, but I don't deal with energy in the same way.
Well, you consider yourself lucky, because if you did, you'd have to deal with it everywhere you went, every person you're around. It kind of sucks, actually.
Yeah, if anything, the funny thing is it seems that people go forward. When they're going forward, they're not de-evolving. They're developing, you know, blood issues. And once everybody goes to blood, it's that much more powerful of a substance to them, is what I keep hearing. You know,
the ones that convert from energy to blood?
Usually they go energy, yep. Go energy to blood, and then, you know, and even some of them that's, you know, were able to psi-feed still claim, even though they're technically fit to that universal category, they claim sanguinarian. Which, you know, sometimes it's like some of the people saying, oh, they're sitting on the fence or whatever, you know. Kind of, you know, I just say it this way. Anybody has a basic, you know, need for blood and or energy, you know. Not blood as energy, as they keep trying to push it. You know, and you can't speak for other people. See, it's like you know, somebody's going, oh, you know, he starts talking about proof and whatever. Well, dude, you don't want to be talking about proof where it comes into your imagination. Because, see, some of the people feel that some of the sanguine activity negates their own, you know, psi activity. Instead of them coexisting and being, you know, something different, if I admit that, you know, sangs are real, then I'm like denying myself as being real. Well, no, you can be real and just be something different or at a different stage.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, I've gone through stages my whole life. When I was a kid, you know, I would go, you know, connect with nature and feel better, or, you know, if I was sick, I'd want my family members to put their hands on my head, you know, because their hands were cold, I had a fever, but it would make me feel better. I didn't know exactly what was going on, but by the time I was like, you know, 14, 15 is when I really started connecting with nature more and more, and then I had a friend. I basically, she was feeding off me. She was a psi vamp, and she didn't tell me. And I knew she was doing it, and one day I just got pissed off. I was like, you know, if you're going to do that, just tell me. And she looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, how'd you know I was doing that? And I said, well, I've known the whole time, but I do the same thing just, you know, outside. And I basically had this argument with her. Not a real argument, but she doesn't really need to steal from people. And then I found out, like, a couple years later, it's like, well, you kind of do need to steal from people. And then, yeah, I had someone.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to say that you're stealing from people. I mean, how much harder is it, you know, when you really break it down? To you know, get somebody to agree to a psi feed over, you know, blood, or even just, you know, where your contact, you know, where they're approving the contact that you know you want to do with it, you know, because I mean it shouldn't be that much harder, you know, whether somebody's got, you know, experience pain or bleed, not everybody's into the pain, not everybody can, you know, appreciate any of the.
Yeah. Well, I think I draw people that like that kind of stuff to me anyway, like, as a general thing.
I pretty much get the idea
you know, to or fro when it comes down to some of these things for some of these people. You know, I've been doing it for, like I said, I've been doing it for a while, so I used to get the thing. But, you know, there's been times where, you know, I particularly remember this one girl, and I can't, you know, the funny part is I could describe her, and I could, and everything, and I remember her, but, you know, I'm not 100% sure on her name. But then again, I never fed off her exactly. We just tried. Kind of like you know, doing, you know, the people trying to do sex, you know, and it's just not working. You know,
mm-hmm.
every time I tried to, I started, you know, to get, you know, close to put the bite down on her, she'd react in a negative way, and she'd be giggly and whatever else, and she wanted to do it, but, you know, at the end product said, you know, it's not safe for you to do it because, you know, you're going to clench up in here and something's going to happen. You're going to end up with more than you want happening to you. And
yeah, the nervousness level. I had one asshole who wanted me to feed off him because he wanted to experience side feeding. I was like, dude, it's really not like a game. It's actually a serious thing, and you don't just do it just to say, hey, cool, let's check this out. You know, it's actually something you get into. And he basically
should have just brought a big old dildo thing and told him, yeah, while we're just trying that, let's just stick this in your butt and try that too.
No, this is
I get you. It is a serious thing. Yeah, it's a serious thing you don't want to try.
Yeah. I don't know. People are weird. And he basically posted something in one of the Cyvamp groups, and I messaged him. I'm like, dude, like, honestly, you should understand before you try and do something. It's like you shouldn't agree to connect your energy with someone without knowing what you're getting into, really. And he is basically, you know, how guys get, they basically are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, first of all, he was trying to Skype with me and try to do the long distance thing. And I was like, basically, you don't even have another person with no profile picture. I was like, you don't even have a picture of yourself. I'm not giving you any information outside of my profile name, which you have already. All offended. And I basically, that communication didn't end up ending well, and he basically messaged me like 10 days later, like, what the heck? And I was like, yeah, sorry, dude. But it's funny how disrespectful some people can be towards a lot of things.
Yeah, some things the other half there is down to motivation too, because some of the people, you know, it's like with housing and stuff, you know, their motivation's not legitimate. You know, there's a whole bunch of people out there running around trying to say they're vampires because it's going to get them laid. And the sad part is it is going to get them laid, and it probably has already. You know, because there's a bunch of dumb people running around thinking that makes you special. Or that it's going to do something. I mean, I'm becoming a magnet for these Indian people from India. You know, they're friggin', well, I don't know what it is, but I want to be a vampire. I'm like, what? You don't even know what a vampire is, and you want to be a vampire.
There's one girl, and
there's several of you doing it. So when you think I'm talking specifically about you, one person. No, there's like fucking some kid, a 19-year-old kid. There was an old guy once too, and there's just a bunch of them, and it's the same thing. They don't know what it is, but they want to be a vampire. Well, if you don't know what it is, though, how do you, you know, it's like saying you want to be gay, but you know, when it comes down to it, you don't know what it is, but you want to be gay. Oh, yeah, what? You have to take it in the ass. Oh, I don't want that. No, hell no. I'll just not be that. You know, I'll just not be gay because, you know, I don't want to take it in the ass at all. No, it's not my thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing. Like, I don't care if someone else is gay. I mean, my mom's gay. I really don't care. It doesn't affect me what other people do in the bedroom. I'm personally not interested in going that direction. It doesn't appeal to me. But
that's what being straight is, you know. It doesn't turn you on. Whatever turns you on doesn't turn me off. That's what the old statement.
Yeah. But it doesn't, like, I don't care if they do that kind of stuff. Whatever, dude. That's their deal. Yeah, so I had this other person. It started out like a good connection where, I just exited out. I'll bring that up another time. But, yeah, people are ridiculous. And sometimes, not in general, it just is, it's kind of annoying when you get basically bombarded with bullshit, kind of like the prank callers. It's like, that's just a bombardment of bullshit. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
it's not going to be anything positive.
It's sad because they don't
the
have anything better to do. They don't have anything better to do on a Saturday night. They don't know me, but give it a minute. I'll know who they are. Oh, I'm not in daily. I don't know where that is.
Notice his whole tone changed when he started saying that. When you started bringing that up, he, like, got semi-normal. But it's like he's trying to play mature after he just prank called with all these teenager-type people. It's like, really, dude? You're going to try and say you're intelligent and have an IQ when you just went through this entire, you played this entire game for no reason. Like, I'm sure there's a reason. Everyone has a reason behind what they do, but it's like, and it's just rude. And I used to
It's not just rude, it's literally stupid. But, you know, I'm intelligent. No, dude, you're stupid. You are doing stupid stuff. You know?
Well, that's why I brought in the walk with the lame, you learn to wimp. It's like, if your friends are like this, then that's you.
Well, you burst each other.
Feeling. Exactly. Yeah, it's the
because,
same.
You know, at the end of it, he went right into the same thing.
Yeah,
same
well, I think that I think the apology didn't go as well as he thought it would, so he decided to get childish, is what happened there. I think that he thought it would be a cool thing. Yeah, people are... It's just like, okay, dude. I mean, I prank called when I was, like, 12. I prank called when they used to have the payphones. You know how you dial 0 and you get the operator? I would prank call the operator for the payphones, but that ended when a prank call. One of the operators thought something really bad was going on, and they called the cops. And my parents ended that game quick. But I don't have the urge as an adult to prank call people.
I never really got into that. I didn't really. Doing anything for me. I understand that. I mean, I'm the kind of person, though, that's, you know, I've had conversations and stuff, and I think even at some points in time, I actually met people, like, you know, just with talking to them or whatever. Oh, you know, you got the wrong number. Oh, I'm sorry. And then you end up talking to them for some reason.
I've done that before where they called me and it's like, I don't know you, it's the wrong number, but I hope you have a good day, and they just started talking.
Yeah,
even text messaging, you go to text someone you haven't talked to in a while and it's not their number anymore.
Yeah.
But
you know what's funny is all the people I have my waiting in my list that are trying to add me as friends.
Yeah, I keep it at 7 on FET and then on Facebook because I just go through and delete. Like, I keep some pending. Like, right now on Facebook, I deleted all of them because I didn't want to deal with it. And it's like on most of them, I message, like,
I try to make a point to try to talk to the people. I ask them usually, can I help you? You know. So
on Facebook, I usually do. Like, I asked the one dude, I'm like, so why'd you friend me? And he's like, oh, well, you friended me. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe it was... And he's like, oh, maybe it's a connect. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then basically, you decide if someone's cool based on their reaction to you addressing them. It's like, I usually say, so why are you interested in being my friend? And then how they respond determines whether I keep talking to them or not. Some people are genuinely cool, just random strangers that you've never met that are just cool people. But most of them aren't.
Yeah, some people are randomly stupid, too. I skip the... Oh, God. Sandrula. That's funny. I guess I'll... I talk to the people. Oh, the people that are like, can I help you? And they're like, oh, no, that's not necessarily anything. You don't need to help. I don't need any help at all. And, you know, what are you asking for me? Talking to me for it in the first place. I'm there to try to help people.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, like I said before, the last note that I have to give, we should probably close this down before we actually run out of time like we did the other times, was, you know, the people who are playing are always surrounded with drama. It's like what they crave.
Yeah. Well, it kind of, I guess it makes them feel validated, like they're real if they can stir up other people and get attention. I guess that makes them feel like they're legitimate, like they matter, I guess. Because that's really what they're after anyway, the people that pretend to be what they're not.
Yeah, they want the attention.
Yeah, exactly. But it's sad. And it sucks that people like drama so much because peace is so much nicer. It's so much better when you can be around people and just relax and not worry about it than it is to constantly hear negatives all the time.
Wow.
Because that's all drama is.
Unfortunately, I get sucked into being negative a lot of the time, and I'm not really as negative as everybody thinks I am. I'm really actually pretty mellow. But, you know, when I hear people, the thing that sets off my negativity is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bullshit brings out that negativity. People are, oh, you're only capable. No, I'm not capable. I'm capable of helping. Even the people that are stupid and are, you know, act dumb towards me, you know, when they ask for help, you know, I am there to help.
Yeah.
You don't have to add me as a friend. You don't have to kiss my ass. If you need help, if you ask a question, you know, it's the way it works.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
but
some people
don't get it.
But a lot of, like, ass-kissers are kind of just, that's their personality. They feel like they have to give something or provide something in order to get something back. I don't know. I don't really agree with it. It's like you just treat people the way you treat them and then be straightforward. I like it better when people are straightforward. I don't like the games that a lot of people play online. It's kind of like you just roll your eyes for most of the conversations. And it's like, okay. And you think they're serious when they start talking, like through private messaging, and then it's like, oh my God, they turn into this whole other can of worms, like a whole other level of nutcase. Which, yeah, you should kind of deal with it, I guess. But, yeah, I guess it goes out.
Yeah, it can be any variety of a lot of these things for some of these people. Are just, it's like stuck on stupid that they don't even try or whatever. I can't even explain it. It doesn't make any sense to be that way either.
Which way?
Just the lying, the... I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, the thing is, like with lying, people that are honest see right through the lies. Like, someone who's not a liar sees a liar for what they are. And that's
the funny part is,
if
the liars also tend to think everybody's lying. Well, I don't think everybody's lying. There's just a limit on what I believe. You know, there's a limit on what... When people that are lying give themselves away is what it really is. You know, you can't believe them when they're telling stories.
Yeah. There's dead giveaways, too. I mean, someone's lying a certain way. It's like, oh, well, when you start asking for more details, they kind of...